Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The ocean is mysterious, arguably even more mysterious than space. But unlike space, the ocean is teeming with a stupendous array of living things. We haven't described even a fraction of these organisms, but luckily, we are familiar with the vampire squid. The vampire squid, Latin name Vampirotuthis infernalis, isn't actually a squid, and it definitely isn't a vampire squid from hell, which is what that scientific name translates to. It is a cephalopod, like octopuses, squids, and cuttlefish, but the vampire squid has a taxonomic order all to itself. And that's because it shares traits with both squids and octopuses, not because it's a blood-sucking, undead creature of the night. Although it is blood-red in color, and does have a dark webbing between its arms that looks a little bit like a cape. And where it lives, it's always pretty dark. The ocean, like the atmosphere, has strata. Vampire squid live in the mesopelagic zone of the open ocean, which starts where the sunny, productive epipelagic zone of the surface ends. This is down at around 660 feet, that's 200 meters, where that surface zone gives way to the dim, deep twilight zone of the mesopelagic, which extends to around 13,000 feet, or 1,000 meters, below the surface. Like many other mesopelagic animals, vampire squid dine on bits of dead plant and animal matter that filter down from above. Though these crimson-becaped misfits look threatening with their dark, spiny underbellies, they're not hunters and have very few defenses. Their self-defense options are to turn themselves into a squishy, black, spiny ball like a particularly dirty pair of socks, or to spray junk at their enemy. Cephalopods living in shallower water protect themselves with jets of dark ink, but since vampire squid already live in the dark, they squirt out a colorless, bioluminescent fluid to confuse potential predators. Vampire squid also have little lights at the end of their 8 long, suctionless arms. Nobody's completely sure what they're for, but they might use them to communicate with other vampire squid that they meet. And what we do know for certain is that they're not using them to hypnotize anybody and suck their blood. Probably. Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other mysterious topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.